Sidney Powell, Comey and Company committed prosecutable crimes in targeting Flynn, Trump. By Robert Krajicek on May 3, 2020. Former FBI Director James Comey and other senior officials in the Obama administration likely committed federal crimes in their use of lawfare against former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn and President Donald Trump, said Sidney Powell, Flynn's attorney, former federal prosecutor, and author of Conviction Machine, Standing Up to Federal Prosecutorial Abuse. Powell discussed the latest developments related to her client's case on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Sunday with host Jill Polack. Recently unsealed FBI documents revealed that the Bureau completely made up what they said, Michael Flynn, said wrong, said Powell. I think that's going to be more evident with the next productions we're expecting this week. The government has advised that we will be getting more documents, including more text messages between FBI people. What we have right now only goes through approximately January. Maybe some into mid-February, but what it shows is an extremely disturbing conversation. And multiple conversations, frankly, between the agents that were in the small group at the FBI determined to set up General Flynn and make up something to prosecute him for or get him fired, their own words even, with respect to their goal. Polack noted the prosecution's obligation to hand over potentially exculpatory evidence to the defense counsel. He asked, why did it take them so long to produce these documents? Powell replied, because they've been hiding it. The prosecution is only as good as the integrity of the prosecutors. She explained that the above-mentioned internal FBI correspondences only came to be revealed via U.S. Attorney Jeff Jensen's audit of the FBI's investigation of Flynn. Listen. Powell's recalled her 2014 books, License to Lie, Exposing Corruption in the Department of Justice, Analysis of Andrew Weissman, who worked the Robert Mueller-led special counsel operation after leaving his senior official position at the Department of Justice, DOJ. License to Lie, Exposed Corruption in the Department of Justice that reads like a legal thriller, but it's true, stated Powell. The lead villain in that case is a man by the name of Andrew Weissman. So as soon as Andrew Weissman wound up on the Mueller hit squad, as I call it, I knew what was going to come down. Powell continued, Andrew Weissman makes up crimes against people and he hides the evidence that shows their innocence. That is his textbook modus operandi, his standard operating procedure. In fact, every case that the Enron Task Force, when Andrew Weissman was on it, actually took to trial was reversed in whole, or in part, for some form of government misconduct. Powell added, Andrew Weissman destroyed Arthur Anderson and 85,000 jobs on a made-up crime. And he destroyed the lives of four Merrill Lynch executives, sending them to prison for up to a year on an indictment that made an innocent business transaction sound like a crime. We couldn't even get them bail pending appeal because judges are so biased in favor of the government. Creeps on a Mission, a website founded by Powell, features a Meet the Creeps section profiling Robert Mueller, James Comey, Andrew McCabe, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, and Bruce Ohr. They were creeps on a mission to destroy the president. And they were willing to destroy anyone and everyone around him to try to destroy him, Powell remarked. Powell added, the reason they went ahead and prosecuted General Flynn and made up the case against him, is because, he was a twofer. One, they needed to take him out completely or he would find out as National Security Advisor exactly what they'd been up to. He was already planning to tighten up and audit the intel agencies. All of them because, he knew how bloated and inefficient they were and how they were running billions of dollars in off-book operations. Particularly Mr. Brennan and Mr. Clapper, probably. Michael Flynn, knew where the bodies were buried in Benghazi. No pun intended, and any number of other interactions by federal officials. Because he was the head of Obama's Defense Intelligence Agency until he was outspoken on the whole ISIS problem, which Obama was minimizing when Flynn saw it as the huge problem it was, and Obama fired him, explained Powell. Polack asked, are there any crimes you think were committed by the Obama team? Are there any crimes that are prosecutable by Comey and his team or is that something to leave for a later time? Powell replied, from the evidence I've seen, I am pretty sure there are at least offenses such as obstruction of justice because making up a crime against someone is definitely, a, conspiracy to obstruct justice. That's another 5-year count. False statements, conspiracy to make false statements, perjury in front of Congress, there are a lot of offenses that are going to come into play. asked which Obama administration officials she was referring to. Powell identified Andrew McCabe, Peter Strzok, and Lisa Page. Anybody who testified in front of Congress and whose testimony is going to be contradicted by the emails or documents that I've seen is going to likely have a federal felony charge to answer to, determined Powell. We already established astonishing government misconduct even before we got these new documents, recalled Powell, because in the IG report in December this past year, we learned that the FBI had sent one of the two agents and interviewed Flynn in the ambush interview on January 24th. Into a presidential briefing, a most trusted environment with nominee Trump back in August of 2016. Before the election, to spy on Flynn and collect information on Trump and to assess Flynn's mannerisms in case they needed to interview him later. The DOJ will have to determine if it wishes to end its prosecution of Flynn by May 11 at noon, concluded Powell, noting that Judge Emmett Sullivan ordered the government to respond to the Flynn defense team's motion to dismiss for egregious government misconduct. Breitbart News Sunday broadcasts live on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.